I hate this movie.
It's okay, I hate me too.
Like, man, this was silent.
God, this movie was... this movie was bad in ways I wasn't expecting it to be bad.
Mm. Welcome to the misogyny hour. The misogyny hour begins now and ends when we finish the movie.
Yeah, I was expecting this to just be like a shitty action movie, which, I mean, it is, but...
it's so much worse.
Oh, God, there's misogyny, there's transphobia.
I mean, it is based because it hates cops, though.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the one thing the movie has going for it. Except it doesn't hate all cops, it loves Interpol.
Which, again, for the... probably for the not final time on this podcast, again, we point out that Interpol are not cops.
Yep. I mean, I think the other thing we'd really
want... They are a diplomatic agency. They do not have cops.
Listen, what this is that people grew up playing Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, and they ran into Inspector Looker, who's like, hey, Interpol is really cool. I'm here to arrest Team Plasma and all the villains because I work for Interpol. As for some reason, the Pokemon universe has Interpol.
I mean, the Pokemon universe also has America.
Yep.
And Guyana.
Yep. And London. Sorry. It has England, brackets Pokemon, brackets fucked up.
What? Well, no. I mean, as in specifically, it has those named real life locations. In Gen 1 Pokemon, they name drop both America and Guyana because Guyana is where Mew is from.
Which is funny because Unova is based on New York and the areas around it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, welcome to Pokemon Oversight.
Oh man, you know, we could have just, I don't know, covered one of the Pokemon movies, I guess.
If you want to suggest a Pokemon movie, you're more than welcome to suggest a Pokemon movie.
Nah, actually, I'm going to suggest one of the Nostalgia Craig movies next instead.
No! No! Don't, please.
I wouldn't subject you to that. I wouldn't subject you to that.
I guess the only one that's remotely unproblematic is the first one. And I think even then they weren't providing water or food.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Hey, do you want to instead just talk about the incredibly old news of the Channel Awesome document instead? I feel like it would be more fun than this
it
movie.
Would be more fun, but unfortunately we did promise this movie for our patrons. Only other option, right, is we go into a call in Discord, start streaming the movie, and we just live riff it.
So Hitman Blood Money is a really, really, really good game.
I'm sorry, Frosty, we have to talk about Hitman 2007. Just because Blood Money is in this doesn't mean you could talk about it.
Well,
I mean, what we actually need to talk about is the 2003 TV show Dark Angel.
Why?
Because the lazy bastards didn't get their own child experimentation footage. They took all the footage from Dark Angel. Like, come on, guys. Make Otto Apocalypse proud. Do your own mass child experimentation. Cause a Honkai impact. It'll be fine. It's the worst that could happen.
This movie opens up with...
child torture.
Yes, but it also opens up with a rendition of Ave Maria.
Which is spelt wrong in the titles, because I believe it's something like Ave Maria or something stupid. There's a stupid goof I saw on IMDb.
I mean, there is a reason why they chose this. It's also like the main theme of Hitman Blood Money, which came out literally a year before this movie.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to know a fun fact about this movie?
No.
Tough luck, you're getting it anyway. Do you know why the lead actor agreed to do this movie?
Blackmail?
Not quite. He was on the show Deadwood, which had been cancelled, and he needed money to pay for his house.
Oh,
So this is literally a paycheck
movie. Was it worth it?
I mean, he gets the paycheck and the residuals, so...
That's true. What
which
residuals?
Are probably shit because Hollywood contracts are shit.
What residuals?
Yeah, I mean, Tim, that's the thing. I looked up who made it out of this movie better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking Ola. Olga. Like, despite having to suffer through basically three movies in a row where she is ritually humiliated and sexually harassed, which was this, Quantum
and
Solace
Payne.
And Max Payne, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy Oliphant has never really done anything. if you actually look up the guy's movie, like, go and look him up right now on IMDb. Timothy Oliphant.
Timothy Oliphant, yep.
Yeah. He got lucky recently because he plays a character in the book. He shows up in the Book of Boba Fett as one of the Mandalorians.
Yeah, but everyone's got an MCU or Star Wars movie role now.
Yeah.
I'll wake up tomorrow and I'll probably have one.
Like, his biggest roles are in, like, things that he and nothing to do with him. Like, he's in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He's in the Deadwood movie. Like, he's in Archer as Troy. Like, he's barely in stuff. Like, he really did not make it out of this well.
Oh, hey, he was in an episode of Rick and Morty, actually, I think you'll find.
Yeah, he was the voice of the cowboy in Turok, and he was Thomas in Die Hard 4. Whereas, if we take a quick look and have a look at poor old Olga here, who gets treated like shit, Olga has her own action movie that's just coming out now, where she is, like, it's called High Heat. It's probably not very good, but she's still starring in her own action movie. I'd argue she got out of that a little better, considering she's also Taskmaster. She's in quite a few things still, so.
Yeah, I guess got better.
Yeah, she got better jobs than, well, this fucking movie.
Oh, this movie, yeah. I thought this movie, maybe it was naivety, I thought maybe this movie would be bad, but a little less bad than Max Payne for some reason.
Honestly, I think that's probably, again, we talked about it in the Max Payne review but honestly, Max Payne had potential. At times, it clearly had potential, and then they spaffed it up a wall.
Yeah.
Whereas this movie, at no point has potential, and is a terrible use of the Hitman. I paused the movie several times and just started screaming. Maybe not literally screaming, but being very angry and realized how much this movie is waste. Like, this movie has no ideas. Like,
I mean, apart from the games, the only thing the Hitman IP has really ever been used for is bad video game movies and bad video game novels. So, you know.
Yeah. Sorry, Zachary Quinto. What the fuck is Zachary Quinto even doing these days?
He was doing those Star Trek movies, but
yeah, they've been cancelled.
Apart from that, I have no idea. Yeah,
like, he went from being in everything, in like everything, and now he is, yeah, what's he in now?
I have not. I mean, sometimes that just happens where you get an actor who's popular for a while and they just like, dies down.
No, apparently he's still been in movies, just he's been in a lot less movies. He's been very mm-hmm. quiet. Which I guess is fine. He's successful. Isn't he gay?
I don't know. I've never asked him personally.
Yeah. Like, I think oh, whatever. I can't be. Zachary Quinto's only in the sequel, so. He's only in. Not the sequel.
It's a different attempt. A different failed attempt to turn this franchise into a movie.
Yeah, where they use Zachary Quinto as the villain. Spoilers for Hitman 2015.
Oh, damn. I was really.
Are you going to make us do the 2015 Hitman?
I don't know. I feel like probably my next pick, if you don't pick it before then, we'll probably just do the next Evangelion movie.
That'll be in 3 months' time then, because I'm not picking it, because...
Fair enough.
Yep. Remember, in this season of bonus episodes, I think I've roughly calculated it. We've got about three more bonus episodes left before we finish this season of Stargate.
Nice.
So that means I get a pick, and I'm continuing our video game theme. I'm picking the Mario, the original Mario movie.
Oh, Jesus. I forgot you mentioned that, yeah.
Blaze suggested it, and I thought, you know, it'd be a real good attempt to go back and look at movies. I don't know what Ryan's doing.
I mean, I've never seen it.
Yep.
So...
Listen, I've seen the Nostalgia Critic talk about it and how Monkey became memeable.
Oh, it's funny. It's funny you mentioned the Nostalgia Critic. Literally before we started recording this, I was watching a YouTube video that was talking about the history of Nostalgia Critic clones.
Yep.
What a time, right?
Yeah, what a time.
Do you want us to stop doing our podcast and just start making YouTube videos where we sit in front of a camera and scream repeatedly?
No.
All right, what about the skits? You want to do some skits instead?
Listen, I love doing skits. That's why we do bits on this podcast. Podcasting is easier because we don't have to do our makeup.
Yeah, we all be both dressed like Agent 47 and we make some weird noises and scream and then...
I'm not shaving my hair.
You can wear a bald cap, honey.
Under this hair? You've seen my hair. It's so floofy.
It's floofy.
Yes. But yes, no. All right, listen, we need to talk about this dog shit movie.
We agreed.
Listen, it's girls' night. We signed the contract. And actually, we should introduce ourselves because...
Oh, yeah, we haven't done that.
It's fucking girls' night.
It is girls' night.
And the only reason I'm happy to be here is because I'm here with my co-host.
Aw, that's right. I'm here with Hope. And I'm Arctisha Frost. My pronouns are she and her. And last night I gave you herpes.
You did, yes.
Should we explain that?
Explain it for the listeners.
Yeah, we did a Crusader Kings 3 stream last night. Hope had never played it before. Mm. And I just kept seducing her over and over again. And she forgot I had just told her that my character had, like, 6,000 STIs.
Yep.
And then, like, and, you know, we are friends, so, you know, we like to share, right?
Mm. Hi, my name's Hope Freyel. My pronouns are she and it, and I'm being brutally murdered at my grand tournament that I was on course to win because that someone stabbed me in the throat, and
it
then a deer killed my daughter.
It wasn't even me, just some AI in your court just really hated you, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of people in my court were actually plotting against me, including my own daughter, because as soon as she took over, I got the message, God damn it, my mother is dead. Oh, I was already plotting to kill her. Apparently, the forest of corpses was too much for people.
Well, here's a great thing to check out. If your character ever dies in mysterious circumstances, and you start playing as your adult descendant next... Check their list of kills. and you were like, that's who killed my last character. It was me.
Yes. Well, so, yeah, we see more shit with the kids, including the moment they truly became Agent 47.
Yeah, so what happens here is that 47 wakes up and a mysterious voice tells him he's going to do some training. And he goes to sort of a quick training course, which sort of tutorializes the controls of Codename 47. And then suddenly, mysteriously, there's a lapse in security, which allows 47 to escape. And then we sort of skip time ahead into the future. Where
you're talking
now
about the game again. Like, unfortunately, like, based on nothing, this is not Hitman. This is not, they just had the license for Hitman. And it was written by a man called Skip Woods. And my advice to the audience is, I would fucking skip watching this movie. Don't watch it. Set it.
No, it's dog shit.
Find your nearest copy of it. Find your nearest turf. Set this copy on fire and throw it through their window so they can enjoy the burning trash fire.
Yeah. No. Yeah, this is, in fact, no, don't send this movie.
Is that an actual threat?
Don't send this movie to a turf because it has a transphobic joke in it, so they would really
like
it.
Oh, fuck, right, yes. Wait, was that an actual threat? Do I need to cut that?
It's not an actionable threat. You're not mentioning a specific person.
Good. Cool. Yeah, we... Oh,
there is going to be a, like, Telegraph article about you now, but...
Hell yeah.
Line D. Colonel. What's a Russian gunship doing here?
What is a Russian gunship doing here? Listen to the full episode to find out why on earth there is indeed a Hein D. Oh, listeners, this episode was so painful to record. I took up drinking again just to cope with this episode. Yeah, this is a Girls' Night special. Me and Octisha Frost, with Stargate Oversight. And the full episode of this is, of course, available on patreon.com/sgopodcast. We'd love to see you there. Have a lovely evening. And join us next week for the Tok'ra Part 1.